100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Usually I don't get off on rants or whatevers or all that stuff, but I got my second Pfizer shot last week. And even though it was a bit of a rough ride, based on the symptoms of COVID and all that, I would say getting fever and chills for a day, feeling a little woozy, taking a day off. Well, I should be taking a day off at some point anyway. Probably better than the consequences of not doing it. So, yeah, I know there are other strains and varieties. We'll probably all have to wear masks and gloves and be careful and all that stuff. But if it helps, it helps. And if it doesn't, at least I got a day off, right? And if it turns me into a mutant, well, I don't know. I won't be Spider-Man because I don't like heights. Whatever. Although I have been eating rather stupidly, and the risk of me dying of COVID is a lot less than, say, a heart attack, stroke, or some other malady from eating like an idiot. That treadmill shouldn't be gathering dust, should it? Anyway, you didn't come here for that kind of stuff. You came here for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was river crossing, and, well, let's see what we got.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my submission for the weekly challenge 781 with a prompt of river crossing. The man looked cool in his khaki shirt with epaulettes and unbuttoned to show his hairy chest. Even standing up to his waist in the jungle river, he had an air of comfort and confidence. With a rope over his shoulder, he pulled a simple bamboo raft with his supplies stacked upon it. He wasn't even sweating. His loosely permed hair and big brown mustache were perfect. And he was enjoying a Camel cigarette. The younger me stared up at the billboard in awe. The message was clear what I needed to do next to become that man of adventure.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 781 with the prompt of river crossing. Here's my story.
Daddy, Linoleum Amanda called back to her father, I've told you before, there's nothing wrong with Bilbert or his family. He's my friend.
Don't make me come and get you, her father said, hurrying down to the sidewalk, but stopping at the street and eyeing it like a hazardous river crossing.
Bilbert's father crossed the street, his hand extended and a big smile on his face.
Hello, Mr. Withybottom. I'm Hosmer Blanketmaker. My son speaks very highly of your daughter.
Mr. Withybottom looked at Hosmer's hand as if he was offering him a dead fish. He folded his arms and frowned.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Two Rubbers I Know here, with a story on the subject, River Crossing. The Great Crossing is best witnessed from the watchtower by the Grand Market. Look to the river before dawn. Soon the barges from distant Harem will appear, a fleet that blots out the river, their gaudy pennants outlined by the rising sun. Then all is a jostling to unload and furnish the market stalls. Not a single pottery jug is broken, nor a single bolt of silk dropped, by the time the market bell sounds the opening. Toward evening, it sounds again, and the stallholders close up and row back to harem, the barges glowing in the setting sun.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story, River Crossing. Welcome to River Crossing, possibly the most inappropriately named town in the county. There's no river here. Nearest one is 200 miles south, so no need for a bridge across it neither. Nor any sort of river crossing for that matter. In fact, bridges is the one thing we've got in short supply around here. No river bridges, road bridges, foot bridges, or railway bridges, on account of there being no rivers, no roads, or trains. So, no railway crossings, either. Beats me why they gave it the name in the first place. But I guess you gotta call it something. Okay, I'm out of here. Until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
If it's a river crossing you're considering, then a wise man will take my advice and avoid the old stone bridge. For beneath its arches lurk the trolls, who will beat you senseless, steal your coins, then eat you for supper. For a small fee, I will ferry you across safely to the far bank, out of harm's way, and protected from the evil clutches of the trolls. Of course, when we land, I'll beat you senseless, steal your coins, and leave you for dead. But at least, unlike the trolls, I've no intention of eating you for my supper.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. River crossing, said the sign. River? There was nothing there, not a single drop of water in sight. He looked left, he looked right. If he was to cross anything, he would follow the rules. Then he took a step forward and looked left and right again. He had always been very cautious. He looked at his watch and took another step forward, and that's exactly when, out of nowhere, a huge pack of wolves knocked him down. The locals nicknamed the pack leader River, and crossing River, where he usually crossed, was not a healthy thing to do, cautiously or not. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Big Muddy. Sam raised his hand to shade his eyes from the setting sun. The river was high after the late storm rolled in from the Rockies. A few lights had started to glow on the far bank. One single light grew larger as it moved more or less to where he stood. Blue-brown water merged with the blue-brown hull of the river crossing ferry. It was a size fitting the population it served and made returning home for the night possible. Without the tiny boat, it was a 4-hour trip to the next largest town on the river. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
There's an old puzzle where a monkey, a pig, and a person need to cross a river. But if you leave one of them alone with another, something bad happens. Like the pig eats the monkey, or the monkey rips the face off of the person. So you have to think through who crosses the river in a boat and who is left together on the shore. Me, I just sent the person and the pig across in the boat and leave that damn monkey behind. Because that monkey will rip the person's face off at some point anyway, right?
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of river crossing. It's neat to see people's creativity and directions that they go in. I never would have thought of many of these. That's what it's all about, really, isn't it? Just seeing what others can do. I mean, not just what you can do, but also, hey, other people think like this and that, and other folks from other places, and it's kind of cool. Anyway, I hope you all enjoyed that, and the next topic will be advanced. You can go to the website and see all the details on how to join this. If in the unlikely chance that you're not a regular and you're checking this out, and oh, cool. And I see a lot of people from a lot of different countries in the stats from all over the world, and come join in. You know, give it a try. And yeah, it's a relief to see some of the neat things out there. Thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.